Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Kareem Hunt signed an extension yesterday worth up to around $13.5 million. Signed an extension. He'll be here for the next 3 years. Kareem Hunt will be with the Cleveland Browns. And my first thought wasn't even towards Kareem Hunt. It was more towards what's this mean for Nick Chubb? So that has to be the question. If you want to get into it about Kareem Hunt, we can talk about Kareem Hunt. But I was sitting there going, oh boy, what's this mean for Nick Chubb? I think I have an answer, but I want to hear you first.
I was a little surprised. Look, I've been adamant throughout that I did not think that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt were going to be teammates here in Cleveland for much longer. I thought this was probably it. This was the last year. And so it surprised me. It definitely surprised me. Most teams, you're seeing more and more teams. It all depends on who the running back is, obviously. Like Christian McCaffrey, because he has so many catches out of the backfield, he is considered, you know, really that whole offense. They got to pay that guy. And it's always easy to say don't pay the running backs until you have the really good running back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Now, if we know anything about this front office, and we're still learning a ton, but if they are so analytically driven, value driven, then the expectation would be that they are not going to pay two wide receivers and two running backs going forward. Like most front offices in that realm would not do that. So I'll be curious to see what this means for a Nick Chubb contract, because if you were to follow the advice of people like Joe Banner, which we can tell those jokes, but most agents would tell their running backs, all right, we're done until we get a new contract. Let's go. Let's hold out. Let's get a new contract and let's force the issue. What people think, and most of the reaction I saw yesterday, was that the Browns are trying to coerce him to sign a team-friendly deal well below market value because now they have leverage to do so with someone like Kareem Hunt. And Kareem Hunt, I mean, there are people that believe Kareem Hunt is
a very strong word there.
Sure, sure.
That is a strong word.
And there are people that believe that Kareem Hunt is better than Nick Chubb around the NFL. Now, we haven't seen the Kareem Hunt from how long ago now was it where he was the best running back in the game?
3 years ago. Who are these people? Who are these people who say this other than maybe Owen?
Oh, I think there are people that watched him in Kansas City because he's more of a dual threat. He's more of a threat out of the backfield, and that's where the game has gone for a lot of running backs. Now, Nick Chubb is terrific at just doing what he does, running the football and yards after contact. But, man, Kareem Hunt was a video game. Two different types of running backs, right? Both very effective, extremely effective.
True.
And now you've got Kareem Hunt. If Kareem Hunt is Kareem Hunt from 3 years ago, this is the most team-friendly contract in the league. How many front offices are going to tie up a ton of money with the running back position?
Nobody. I don't think this is a great thing for Nick Chubb. I really don't.
Really?
I don't think it's about coercion, though, because I think that if their plan goes the way it's supposed to be, if they get to where you want them to go as a Browns fan, I have to make this clear. I don't think it's going to be in their cards to pay a running back a lot of money. I think Nick Chubb is worth a lot of money and will be worth a lot of money. He had 1,400. He almost had 1,500 yards last year.
He's
spectacular. I could see him getting another 1,200 yards this year at least. All right,
yes.
Maybe even more, because I think this offense is going to be predicated on running the football, getting tight ends involved, doing things completely differently than what they tried to do last year, which was an out-and-out disaster. And Nick was the only guy in that offense that really was able to flourish, and I think that showed how good of a player he is because everybody else struggled. Well, that's by design, it almost seems to be. That's how good Nick was. I think Nick will get paid, but if this team's good – I think he'll get paid by another team. Look around this league, Anthony. Alvin Kamara plays with a 41-year-old quarterback. That's an outlier. Joe Mixon, who just got paid $48 million, he plays with a rookie quarterback. That is an outlier. But when you look at quarterbacks who are going into their prime or are already in their prime, what do their running backs make? Zeke Elliott makes a ton of money. The Dallas Cowboys are 8-8. Le'Veon Bell got $52 million, what, guaranteed? The Jets are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Christian McCaffrey, you brought it up. He's their entire offense. They might be a 5-win, 6-win football team this year. There's guys who get paid in this league. Their teams aren't very good.
And then Todd Gurley got paid.
And then got let go.
Yeah.
I mean, they were willing to move on from that contract. Like, these teams, I wish I could tell it in a different way. And maybe Nick can change that. I just think I look at the tea leaves, and I think that this is, all right, you have Kareem Hunt for two extra years. So you could hold on to Kareem Hunt, hope that Kareem Hunt is able to keep things on the straight and narrow, because I certainly trust Nick Chubb way more than I trust Kareem Hunt off the field. Then that makes an interesting decision, because you could hold on to Kareem Hunt and then draft another guy. Or if you really wanted to do it this way, then I don't want to use the term coercion, but if Nick Chubb's able to sign a team-friendly contract, does that make that a little easier to move Kareem Hunt?
Kareem then? Hunt. Well, there's risk and reward. I think those are fascinating questions. It's risk-reward here that I think could end up being a huge reward for the Browns, but also a huge risk, and this is why. If everything goes the way that we think it will with Nick Chubb this year, he has another great year, right?
Yeah.
He might play himself out if they keep Nick Chubb. And so I do wonder, excuse me, if they keep Kareem Hunt, I wonder, first of all, what Nick Chubb and sometimes, unfortunately, more importantly, what their agent thinks. What their agent thinks of a situation. Like Nick Chubb, the person, seems like a guy who'd be rooting for Kareem Hunt. Seems like they've been really close teammates, and that's all good. But, you know, you try to get that second contract. You try to get as much money as humanly possible. Most running backs are not going to take team-friendly deals in that situation. This is your last chance to make the most money possible for 98% of running backs. So, first of all, is he aggravated at all? Do you think, Ken, today he's aggravated at all that he's not getting paid beyond the rookie deal, but Kareem Hunt is, given Kareem Hunt's checkered past?
Personally, I don't think he is. And Kareem Hunt was let go, so there's a difference there. And Kareem Hunt is now, how many years is Kareem Hunt into his career? Because he was a third-round pick. Kareem was a third-round pick. He's in his fourth season. But things change once you've already been changed over to a different team because he was cut because of his, obviously, different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
For Nick, there's only so much that Nick can do. Nick has played 2 years. He's not up for a contract yet. No one's going to give him a contract right now. So I don't think that Nick is upset whatsoever.
It would be next year, he'd be on the same plane as McCaffrey.
Yes.
Who got paid, right?
Yes. And now McCaffrey has that extra year because McCaffrey's a first-round guy.
First-round pick.
Nick Chubb's a second-round guy. So then you have to work a little bit quicker with Nick. So I think that all this is very interesting stuff.
Well, here's the reward. Here's how it works out perfectly for the Browns, and then they look like geniuses. If somehow, some way, they convince Nick Chubb to not take anywhere near his market value, then you got both these guys. And, yeah, you still are paying running backs more than almost any other team in the league. But it's still a situation where both of those are friendlier to the team for the amazing amount of talent those have. The risk is that they can't come to a deal with Chubb. Maybe he holds out next year, or maybe they just can't figure it out, right? And they were to move on from Nick Chubb. Then you're left with a guy who has had a number of issues in his short career. Being able not only to stay on the field, stay out of the public eye, and just do the right things. Now, he's done the right things to his credit. He's at least, it looks like, he's done the right things since, what, January?
Yeah.
January was the last incident, but that's not even a full year. And maybe that wasn't all his fault, whatever, but that's the fourth or fifth time that he has run into issues off the field. Can you depend on that guy? Now you just paid him.
I don't think so. And some guys
who you pay, it gets even worse. So I don't know.
No, and listen, there's people fighting me on this. I don't condone it. I don't condone what I think they might do with Nick Chubb. I can just see this already. I love Nick Chubb. He is my favorite Cleveland Browns football player here. I think the only way he gets paid by the Cleveland Browns, though, in a major, major contract is if the Browns aren't that good and Baker Mayfield isn't that good. Mm-hmm. If this thing gets on the right path, I do not think they would plan on paying Nick Chubb top-end running back money. I would support Nick Chubb in getting every single penny he can. I think it's a very tough position to play. The guy's hurt his knees before. They know that this comes and goes very, very quickly over here. I don't think he should take it as any sort of a slight. This is part of the business for them. But I think that that's what they could do. There is a chance they could turn around and trade Nick Chubb's Kareem Hunt's contract in the future. Yep. But I just there's a difference between what I want them to do and what I think they're going to do. I want them to make Nick Chubb a Brown for life, especially because I think he's going to have another great year. I'm not convinced that's going to happen. I look across this league, it just doesn't seem to be the truth. Why would I be in a special situation? So I just hate to be the bearer of bad news because I don't like bearing the bad news either. But I think if this is a team that gets back on the right track, I find it very hard to believe that they're going to pay him a substantial amount of money to stay on this team. He's in the same draft class as Baker Mayfield. That is going to work against you in the long run.
Well, that's why it gets really interesting with Baker. It gets interesting to see what kind of years these running backs have. They're in a running back heavy offense, it looks like, with a running back heavy coach and with all the 12 personnel. These guys should be able to run the football successfully. Maybe the Browns think it'll work itself out. You know, we've got both these guys. Maybe, you know, there's always injuries in the NFL. You hate to predict anything like that. Maybe they think it'll just work its way out and they'll be able to have a pulse on this by the end of the year. But it is fascinating, and it could be really good. I'm not sitting here saying there's anything bad about this contract. You know, I heard Bull yesterday alluding to some things he was uncomfortable with this contract. I mean, if Kareem Hunt is Kareem Hunt again, and great, he's not going to get that workload that he got in Kansas City, but if he's Kareem Hunt again and is that much of a weapon, this deal looks like a bargain.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, you're definitely right about that. I just have a real bad feeling that when I look across the league, the guys who get paid usually play on teams that are looking to pay somebody and get something there because they really don't have a lot of faith in the rest of their offense. And I don't see anything there that if the Browns get to where they're supposed to go, that they would pay this guy, especially when you have a cap that's going to be frozen because of the current situation that we're in. You already have Miles, who's making $125 million on his total salary. You have Baker Mayfield a year behind him. If Baker Mayfield becomes anything, then we're going to have to talk turkey with him at some point. All of a sudden, there could be very little room at the end. 216-578-0092. What does Kareem Hunt's contract mean for Nick Chubb? We'll get to you guys about this coming up at 820. Zach Jackson and Lima's got something pretty zesty to get off his chest about Cleveland Indians fans and finding reasons to not be Cleveland Indians fans. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, Live on the Fan. I wonder what happens with Nick Chubb after the Kareem Hunt signing. What Kareem Hunt can do for this offense, when you give him a bit of a extension that should be a pretty team-friendly contract, not worried about the dollars and cents personally myself, I think that can do a lot. Kareem Hunt could probably help out a lot with what the Browns are trying to do. And I think that he might be, you know, we were talking about it during the break here for a second, Anthony, is that you have Odell, you have Jarvis right there at the tippy top. Rashard Higgins is a bit of a question mark. I know fans love him, but he's a question mark. Donovan Peoples-Jones, he's just a baby. I don't know if he's going to be able to fill that role. Daryl Hodge is more of a special teamer. JoJo Natson is a bit of a special teamer. Kareem Hunt, you may see him in the slot a whole bunch this year. And so
I think you get real creative how to use him. And he's so good with his hands.
Yes, we know that he's great catching the ball out of the backfield, and I think he'd probably be great just lining up there on the line of scrimmage if you really needed him to. So I think that he's able to help out there. I did hear Bull and Fox yesterday talking about this, and this is having the Bull, one, on the impact it has with Nick Chubb.
I know with 100% certainty that Nick Chubb is not going to get in trouble, that he's not going to do anything running afoul of the law. He's not going to get arrested. I guess you never know anything. We could all get arrested. Anything's possible, right? So I'll say 99% sure because you never know. But with a high degree of confidence, I don't have to worry about any of that with Nick Chubb. That's number one. Number two, what message does this send? I'm a little curious. Are they sending the message that we're going to pay guys? Or are they sending a message to Nick Chubb that, hey, we don't need to pay you because we got a bargain on this guy, and we're all about the numbers, and if we could spend only, I don't know, over the next 3 years an average of $5 million on a really good running back, why do we need to lock up Nick Chubb? Because we got this guy. And I don't like that because when they came in here, and I'm not saying they're definitely saying that, but it feels like there could be a little of that to me.
I don't know if there's a message. That's Bull and Fox. You can hear them every single day, 2-7. It's been that way for the last 9 years. I don't know if there's any message to Nick Chubb. I don't know if they're actually trying to convey something. I think they're just trying to do something in good business. Now, whether you're trying to convey a message or not, it's still going to speak something there because you and I are both interpreting it. We spent the last segment interpreting it. The fans are as well. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I think that there's some things that could play out this way. I just think that when I look at a lot of teams around the NFL, the contending teams in the NFL, how many really invest big-time money, long-term contracts in their running backs? Not many. The teams that are not very good or 500 or don't really have anything else because they're still not very good, they're the ones that seem to invest in it. Zeke Elliott, they gave Zeke Elliott a ton of money. They should have given Zeke Elliott a ton of money because they drafted him that high. But there's a big question about Dak Prescott to people. Even though I'm a fan, there's a lot of people who question how good he can be. It's a 500 football team. I mentioned to you Le'Veon Bell. That's a wasted contract. It's a total waste of money with the New York Jets. Joe Mixon had a $48 million contract. He plays with a rookie quarterback. They can afford it even with the current freeze that's about to be happening here. You have a 41-year-old quarterback in New Orleans. Will probably be able to sign Alvin Kamara to some sort of a deal, even though they're going to have to get pretty interesting with it because they're right up against the cap right now. But you have a quarterback that could retire at the end of this year in his own right, and Drew Brees, and take a lot of money off that cap. So there's a lot of things that I think are true that show that contending teams, if they get to where they need to go, just probably aren't going to spend that money. And I hate saying that because I'm a big fan of Nick Chubb, and too.
Well, everybody loves Nick Chubb. Yeah. There's no way you couldn't love what Nick Chubb has done. And I think that's what Bull's saying is how – now, granted, it was quicker on the timeline for Kareem Hunt, although you didn't necessarily need to do anything today. Maybe they feel like they got him at a bargain basement price that could have only gone up throughout the season. But maybe you could argue, why did they need to do this now? Either way, it's done. It is done. I wonder, Kenny, because you're right. The great front offices in this league do not spend considerable amounts of money on that. But we're getting a lot of responses of people saying, well, wait a second. You know, you guys always say the cap's no big deal, although the New Orleans Saints couldn't get Clowney because of cap. They did not. They ran into issues with the cap because of that. They need to get creative, and we'll get to that weird report, including the Browns, on that.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about it yesterday. But you run into a situation where you're not going to pay. I don't see a scenario where you're paying Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, Kareem Hunt, and Nick Chubb. No good front offices are doing anything like that.
True.
They're just not. If you can show me the scenario. And I know the Dallas Cowboys have paid everybody, but they saved the franchise tag for their quarterback, who they're not totally sold on. Are we totally sold on Baker? Right now, people are saying, oh, you could just franchise Nick Chubb. They have to hold that franchise tag. They do have to hold that. You realize that.
Yes.
Because they are not totally sold on Baker, nor should they be after what we've seen so far. And what if Baker has just a season? Don't they have to kind of save these tenders for something like Baker?
You're right.
I'm just saying, I don't know that they can necessarily just say, hey, we're going to franchise Nick Chubb, which, of course, you've seen how the franchise tag works with guys like Nick Chubb. You saw it with Le'Veon Bell and what that led to.
And by the way, let's open our Twitter reactions, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, where there are plenty of people who are saying what you're saying. Or Andrew says, I think the writing is on the wall for OBJ. If DPJ becomes what people think he will be, I don't think they will keep OBJ. I just don't see them getting rid of Chubb. Also, if we're winning, people might start talking small cuts to keep the core together. Also, Justin says, a 3-year, $30 to $35 million extension after the year, with a third of it signing bonus, doesn't kill our future cap room. All right, to the first one with Andrew, that's a possibility. No matter
that's
what we want to say.
That's a sixth round. I don't think Donovan Peoples-Jones is impacting their decisions on wide receivers yet.
But
he's barely on the depth chart right now.
I think OBJ's contract might affect
their
decisions
that's different.
On wide receivers.
That is something different. But I wouldn't attach Donovan Peoples-Jones' name yet.
I wouldn't necessarily either, but if Donovan Peoples-Jones can give them some quality this year, I don't know how many touches he's going to really get, but I think that OBJ's contract could possibly be the realm in there, and I also think they could probably go back in the draft for a wide receiver somewhere in there. Even though we're going to focus on defense, who knows what they might be thinking there, and even in the first round or second or third round. What Justin says, I think it's a good idea, except that if I'm Nick Chubb's agent, wait a minute, Joe Mixon got 48. I'm not taking less than Joe Mixon. Nick Chubb's a better running back than Joe Mixon. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm not taking any sort of discount. I'm not taking a discount. Nick Chubb might just take whatever because he loves football, but an agent's paid to get every single cent, and if I were Nick Chubb's agent, I'd be going after every single cent, and if you guys are setting the market, I am not going to go out there and take less unless there were to be some sort of sad reason like an injury or something like that where I would take less.
Michael says, only message Browns front office is sending is that they have leverage to lock up a stud player on a team-friendly contract. I don't know how Nick Chubb feels about this. We assume we know Nick Chubb just because he's done all the right things, said all the right things. We truly don't. We have no idea what he's thinking. I mean, he might be ecstatic for Kareem Hunt, but also thinking, well, writing's on the wall then. They're not going to pay both of us. This is a front office that, according to the way that everybody thinks they're going to work, they are not going to pay both of those guys big, 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 big money. I'm really curious to see how this plays out. It might play itself out. It really will. You just, a year from now, we might be joking about having this discussion just based on the scenario of the team, how many wins, how well Baker plays, how well both these guys play. Who knows at this point?
It's weird because I'm uncomfortable saying these things because I want them to be able to keep Nick Chubb. I cannot stress that enough. There's reasons behind that where, yes, I'm a fan of Nick Chubb, and also, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't have any faith right now in their scouting. I have none because I don't know. They haven't been around. Andrew Berry was there. He was gone. He's back. I don't know. We're not going to get to see much college football this year. Am I just going to assume that they're going to be able to replace those guys? I mean, Nick Chubb is the best running back we've had since who? Biner and Mack? Since? He might end up being the second best overall we've ever had, considering, you know, one legend passed away and you got one legend in Jim Brown. He might be one of the top three running backs we ever had by the time it's all said and done. But as of right now, he is definitely the best running back we've had since Biner and Mack. I know Jamal Lewis had one good year. Peyton Hillis had one good year. Save that. You know from what you're watching, he's the best we've had since. And I have no faith right now. I have hope, but I have no faith that they're just going to be able to replace that and continue to do good work because I don't know what Baker's going to do. I don't know if the coaching staff's going to stay. I don't know if the general manager's going to be able to stay because you've proven to me in the past that you're not able to do this. So when I see Kansas City, when they have Damon Williams win a Super Bowl with him, and when Raheem Mostert goes to a Super Bowl with San Francisco, that's great, but those plans are in place. What about mine? So I feel the same amount of nervousness that a lot of fans do when it comes to Nick Chubb's contract, going, gosh, this guy's amazing. You guys got to pay this guy. I feel that way emotionally. I'm just trying to see the honesty to it. If they do have a good season this year and Baker plays better and they're able to get 9-10 wins somewhere in there, which might seem to be a farce, if they do that, that probably still means bad things for Nick Chubb's future in Cleveland. He could still make a ton of money, but I don't know if he's going to have a great future in Cleveland. 216-578-0092. We'll table that for a little while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.